Let's get started.
Welcome to Podcast Powertrain. This show is all about building a dominant brand by launching a top-rated podcast to get your message out to the world. My name is Paul Tokizolu, and I host the Beyond Homo Sapien podcast.
And I am Tim Holloway, the host of the Stoic Entrepreneur podcast.
Do you want to join the number one social media platform for alpha podcast hosts? Go to alphapodcasters.com. You'll be able to network with hundreds of podcast hosts just like yourself, and you'll be able to get all the support you need inside of that group. Go to alphapodcasters.com and hit join.
Have you thought about starting a podcast, but you want to make sure that you do it the right way? Well, we help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less. So if you're looking to start a podcast, visit podcastpowertrain.com, fill out an application, and we'll see if you have what it takes.
Thanks for listening. Let's get started building your dominant brand. So right. What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to the Podcast Powertrain podcast about podcasting. We're sitting down here with a grand total of four podcasters, and we're going to talk about, you guessed it, podcasting today. And specifically, we're going to talk about the first 30 days after you launch your show. So me and Tim, we're sitting down here with TJ Bell and Alundis Havens. And we got the host of the Winner's Paradigm in Alundis, and we got the host of the Underground Reach podcast here with Mr. TJ Bell. So I want to hear from the both of you and just hear about, like, what's it been like launching your podcast? And just so we don't talk over each other, let's start with TJ first, and then let's go to Alundis, just because that's how you're showing up in the Zoom meeting. So we'll just go in accordance with that. But TJ, let's hear from you, man. What was it like in those first 30 days of launching your top rated podcast?
Man, to be honest, you know, the first 30 days at first was pretty terrifying, you know, putting myself out there like that. But, you know, ultimately, when it came time to actually launching it and, you know, just knowing, you know, that I had a community of people behind me, if I had any questions or, you know, just anything that went wrong, you know what I mean? I'd have people to reach out to and ask for help and stuff. And I don't know, man, it's been honestly, like, it's been life-changing for me, man, because, you know, I've learned a lot about myself, you know, because, like, my whole life I was struggled with, like, self-doubt and stuff like that, which is why on my podcast, that's a huge thing that I like to talk about and kind of show people, like, you know, there's no need to be, you know, scared to put yourself out there or doubt yourself. Cause, like, for me, I always told myself, like, I suck at explaining things. I'm not a people person kind of a thing, but like, it just came to a point in my life where I just needed to do something different. So I said, screw it. I launched a podcast, and now I'm realizing that I'm actually pretty good at talking to people, you know what I mean? And that I kind of am, you know, becoming more of a people person, and that I'm a lot less introverted as I actually thought I was, you know what I mean? So for me, that was a huge, huge takeaway, just, you know, learning a lot more about myself and, you know, just getting to meet incredible people, man. Like, it's been the first 30 days for me was a pretty crazy journey, man. Literally took me, you know, complete turnaround in my life and, you know, my growth and stuff like that. So yeah, man, that's about it for me.
Awesome. What about you, Alundis?
That's badass.
TJ, that was amazing, brother. And I'm along the lines of same thing with TJ. You know, it was initially, it was having that imposter syndrome where it was, I need to be myself and make sure, you know, what I'm saying is truthful. And from there, it was like, hey, I don't know if people are going to like it. Then eventually, you know, it evolved into talking to other guests and really realizing, hey, this is what we have to talk about. We're talking about the things people don't want to. We're talking about, you know, the traumas that we've gotten through, the reason why, you know, our mental paradigm is limiting us in this box to where we think that we can't live outside of it. And we have all these fears because of everything, whether it was, you know, through your childhood or your adulthood, what you did to protect yourself. So it was breaking out of there. And then listening, talking to people who started their businesses where they tell you, you know, what's your excuse now? And you're like, yeah, let me think of one. I can't, you know, and it's one of those things where it's, you start piecing it all together, you know, it's clicking slowly. So it's awesome being able to be in the community, like TJ said, and having those people, but at the same time, being able to actually go to people who have answers and saying, hey, how did you do it? what can I do? So in my case, you know, I'm learning more every day, and it's crazy because I think I've learned a lot, and then all of a sudden I learned, you know what, I don't know anything, and more comes out. So it's an honor to be here, guys.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and I'm really glad that both of you signed up for the Elite Alpha Network. You launched this podcast and kind of grow as podcasters, and you invested in your own education. So let's talk about that for a minute. TJ, I want to hear from you, man. Like, what kind of a difference did that make for you when you signed up for something and you actually invested in yourself? How did that help you?
Man, that actually helped out a lot, you know, because in all of the, I think it was like last 6 years of trying to figure out, you know, what I could do online and stuff. I was always a, you know, for lack of a better term, like a freebie chaser, you know, like I was always looking for free information on YouTube and Google and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like I learned a lot, but at the same time, like with past things that I tried to do, it was really difficult to kind of piece everything together and know where to start. And, you know, once I did start, what to do next, you know what I mean? Cause it was all just kind of random. But when it came time to, you know, wanting to do this podcasting thing, you know, I told myself, you know, like learning from past mistakes, like, all right, I'm going to invest into some education because you have a step-by-step guide. Because in 2020, I originally wanted to launch a podcast, but I just didn't know like what to say or like anything like that. But as soon as I, you know, came into the Elite Alpha Network, started going through the courses and stuff like that, it like just the methods that, you know, you guys teach and everything, it really opened everything up. So I knew exactly what I wanted to say, who I was going to talk to and everything. And it just really made everything crystal clear, you know. And then also like the monthly coaching calls to like hold me accountable and keep me, you know, progressing forward and stuff. So for me, it was extremely helpful, man. Like it's, you know, second to none in my opinion.
Yeah, that's epic, brother. You know, one of the things for me was, well, my first podcast, I tell you, man, it really sucked. But the benefit of like getting myself out there and getting reps, as we call it, just like flexing that muscle and just getting dialed in and stuff. But the why behind the podcast, and you know, we talk about this a lot. So I want to shift the conversation to how important that why behind what you're doing. Alundis, what is the why behind your podcast? What is the purpose and motivation?
Great one, Tim. And first, it's kind of a two-part. You know, I promised myself, because I was at that same point like TJ was, where it was, hey, can I start this podcast? When am I going to do it? It needs to be perfect. You know, and a week before my daughter was born, I was like, you know what? That's not who I am. You know, that's not who I want to be. And I'm not going to set that example. So from there, you know, it was really digging deep, but it was talking about the things, for instance, you know, like with my family, is it's be tough and kind of shut up type deal. So it's, yeah, you know, you have all these problems, you go through it, but no one knows what you go through. So when you open your mouth, no one's going to believe you because you've never said anything. So that for me, it was, you know, I'm going to be able to talk about those things with people. We're going to talk about how to get out from those things. And then we're also going to talk about how to use, you know, that mindset, use all those experiences you went through to be able to transition now to build those traits, skills, so you can be able to achieve your business. So for me, it was really, you know, taking what you got and then being able to elevate that and use it as an advantage instead of saying it's my disadvantage. You know what? You actually learned a lot more than what a lot of people dream of. You just didn't know that.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, Paul, what's the big why and mission purpose behind your podcast and what you're doing? I know you probably have two now, right? And with dual focus, what's the mission purpose?
So yeah, I do have two podcasts. One of them is interview based and then one of them is solo. So at this point, the solo podcast Beyond Homo Sapien is the one I've been doing longer. And the real purpose for that, man, is just to kind of help people through the ongoing evolution of humanity that is happening right now, helping people understand themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, so that way they can actually take part in what's happening instead of just sitting on the sidelines. So I kind of help people and I hold space for people who are going through the same stuff that I went through a couple of years ago. And I kind of help them see how they can integrate it and actually have a good life here. So man, it's all about it. Like when I honed in on that and working with Zach and working with our team, like really did help me dial that in the last few years, you know, as I helped other people through coaching them on how to have a better mission statement for their show, really helped me to create a better message for myself. And ultimately, the decision to, again, like go two different routes, to have one that's like the interview, one that's a solo, because it's speaking to a slightly different kind of person. So yeah, definitely gotten a lot of clarity through the process. And what about you, man? Like, I want to hear from you now. Like, tell us more about what's the big why for you in your podcasting. Like, what's the thing that keeps you going beyond that first 30 days?
Yeah. I started out, I did a lot of different podcasts and shifting, maneuvering, and ended up to the place where I'm at today. And that is, like, I feel like I'm highly dialed in. You know, this podcast about podcasting is very dialed into the mission, is one of them. The Real Connection podcast I do with my wife, you know, in the vision of creating a community and helping couples navigate some of the stuff that they're going through. Man, just dialed in once again on the mission. And then my other one, Stoic philosophy. So I have two core beliefs. One is a form of like a Christianity, but probably not fundamentalist or mainstream. But then the other belief I have is philosophy. And I think that, you know, if you can't have one, I would definitely recommend the other. So it's like the two passions of mine that if, you know, spirituality or Christ don't work for people, then philosophy will, because they're both strong and powerful to create powerful men. So those are my two mission, or three missions, actually. And getting them dialed in, getting crystal clear on the why is super important for me. TJ, what's your why, brother, for what you're doing?
I like that question, man. My why is, well, first, it starts off with, you know, my whole life, you know, like, I'm 28 now. Since I was 15, I've been a, you know, full blown alcoholic and stuff like that. And I was like, had this limiting belief that I wasn't good enough to like be successful or do anything with my life, even though like as a child, like a kid, you know, I always had these big, you know, dreams and big goals and stuff like that of things I wanted to do. But yeah, like just the environment that I come from and like the people I grew up around, it was, we all kind of, you know, had this belief that we weren't meant for success, or we just couldn't because of who we were. You know what I mean? So that's the big why with my podcast, is because figuring out in my journey, you know, becoming sober and just changing my life, I realized like, man, you know, I could definitely be successful. So why can't anybody else? So yeah, like my why is basically just to help people that were in a similar situation, you know what I mean? That feel like that they're stuck and they're trapped and they just can't get out. But, you know, and I'm just there to show them like, yes, you can, you know, to put it simply.
Yeah. I could totally relate to that, man. I struggled with addiction most of my life. And one of the changing moments was, you know, a marriage falling apart. It's just about 5-6 years ago. And knowing that she was unfaithful, and then me living with the just the pain and trying to check out, if you will. And it's just a powerful thing when you recreate yourself and kind of like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And you know, I believe that, you know, as far as our evolution or growth process, there has to become that personal death to actually kind of, you know, produce that new life in us. And I think we all got to get buried. Even, you know, every secret society and everything, you know, they put you in a coffin and you resurrect to your new life. So everything in nature screams, you know, we got to die and to be reborn, if you will. But I love it, brother. That's freaking awesome. So the next question I have is like, okay, it kind of ties to the mission, but what value did you solidify that you are bringing to your listeners, Alendis?
Yeah, that another good question, brother. I'll just say one, you know, transparency with yourself. You want to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, this is what I am, and look at it and say, hey, you know, what am I going to do, or what are people doing that I want to do that are achieving where I want to be, right? So essentially just looking at you guys, you know, and saying, hey, what's different about your guys' lives? Maybe it's spirituality. So you dial in on spirituality, you realize, you know, it may not be religion, but you're being able to learn how to be grounded with your environment, go outside. You know, for me, I deal with a lot of anxiety, depression. So it helps out with that, because definitely when you become more spiritually aware, you understand, you know, you can regulate your energy, you know, exactly how you're feeling. So it's just really knowing yourself, looking in that mirror and saying, hey, you know, this is the best I can be, but it's going to take strides, you know? So once you're able to do that, you're able to look at yourself and say, hey, you know, I'm wrong. it's tough for people. For me, initially, when I was drinking a lot, you know, I was like, I don't have a problem drinking. That's you. You just don't like having a good time. And then when I realized it, it was like, hey, bro, yeah, you only drink on the weekends, but you drink a gallon of whiskey. It was like, you know, let's dial this back. Now it's like one of those things where I stopped doing it. People, you're a boring person. Yeah, I like to read books. And I just stopped the dialogue there because it's one of those things for me where it's, I learned, you know, that's not who I am. That's not what I identify as anymore. Yeah, you know, some people say if you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. Yeah, you know, you still have those tendencies. If you drink, you can tell, but it's having that self-awareness of knowing that and saying, hey, I don't want to go back down that path.
That's awesome, brother.
Yes, sir.
Paul, what you thinking about this conversation of, you know, the main value that you're bringing to your listeners and the importance of certifying that, right?
Yep, it's huge. And I just, for me, it kind of resonates with what the three of you have all said. And I feel like we're kind of on the same wavelength. It's to help someone. Like, we're documenting and sharing what it is that we do and the things that we've figured out so that we can help basically a younger version of ourselves, you know, and that's really it for me. It's like, I'm trying to create the show that I wish that I had found 4 or 5 years ago. And when I was at that part of my journey, and I see TJ nodding over there and, you know, that's really it. It's like, you're trying to create the show that wasn't there for you, your darkness. So that way someone else, they're going to find it. And then it can speed up their journey. Like, and all the guys that I follow, that I look up to, like the YouTube channels or podcasts that I'm listening to, that's what they're trying to do for me. And that's what I've found is like all the creators that I resonate with these days are older versions of myself that are maybe 3 to 10 years down the road for me. So, and they're doing the exact same thing that I'm trying to do for my people. So I feel like we're kind of all on that same wavelength, but that's definitely it for, I think, all of us, but especially me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, brother. TJ, how did you get clear about the value that you were adding and what is that value?
Man, that's great. You know, it's pretty much exactly what Paul said, but, you know, cause like with my podcast, I want to lead by example, you know what I mean? Just showing people like, hey, I changed my life around so you can too. But, you know, cause in the courses and stuff, you guys, you know, like to say that as you grow, like your podcast grows with you, like your mission and your why and everything. So now, I'm kind of transitioning from like, yeah, there's like the motivational stuff, you know, just kind of proving to people that you can like live a better life, you know, but like leading by example that way. But now what I'm starting to implement is, you know, finding successful entrepreneurs in various different, you know, business models and, you know, categories and stuff like that, fields. There we go. And kind of just picking their brain so that like, if somebody, you know, is listening to my show and they listen to the episode, like if they're having a, like, if they're still, you know, feeling stuck and stranded, I'm like, okay, check out these episodes, you know, but then whenever they're ready to finally have that breakthrough moment and, you know, try to do something to, you know, create a better life and a better future for themselves, then I'll have all these episodes with all these, you know, extremely successful entrepreneurs with, you know, that are talking about different types of businesses they could start or just different routes that they could go. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I'm doing with my podcast, you know. So by the time, like if somebody listens to my podcast for, you know, at least a month, you know, they should have zero excuses to, you know, be able to change their life around and stuff. So that's kind of what I'm doing with my show right now.
Man, that's amazing. I want to comment on something you said because it just triggered a thought. Oh, actually two. So when I was leaving construction, getting laid off and stuff, but having a Rolodex that was pretty large, and having that network and then being able to hit up that network and be able to continue to survive and to live. That happened not once, but twice. The second time, you know, I lost my job and everything. And then it was after I already started podcasting, I connected with a lot of podcasters. And then so immediately the following week was just start reaching out to everybody that I knew. And it's literally like Russell Brunson's, what would you do if you lost everything? And honestly, it's the people that you have in your phone. That's what's going to lead. So it's like, the network and everything is freaking amazing. Hey, let's go into kind of like the final question, but bring it home to the tips and tricks to navigate the first 30 days. So everybody, let's drop our nugget of advice, first 30 days of podcasting. Paul, go ahead, brother.
Man, again, it's all about getting the podcast ranked. This is one of the things that we walk you through on the Elite Alpha Network, is doing everything you can to drive traffic and drive people to the show. And, you know, driving up those key metrics like your number of subscribers, your number of reviews on the show, and all the things that are going to feed into Apple to get that podcast ranked. And then that's going to help you gain a lot of momentum from there. Because then after that, once you start pitching people to be on the show, or if you're trying to get on other people's show, it makes it a lot easier if you lead with the fact that your podcast debuted as a top rated podcast. It sets you apart from the millions of other podcasts that are out there. So for me, that's number one, is in those first 30 days, get that podcast ranked. And if you need help, that's something that we teach you how to do inside Elite Alpha Network. TJ, Alundis, I know both of you successfully did that. So I want to hear from both of you, like, what else should people be thinking about in that first 30 days? Let's go TJ first.
Yeah, man. You know, first of all, you know, like what you said, definitely. But, you know, from like a mindset standpoint, I feel like, you know, in your first 30 days, you know, it's going to be scary, you know, if you're doing it for the first time. But you need to realize, man, like when you have a podcast that's ranked, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. People will look at you like you're the professional. You know what I mean? And so don't be scared, first of all, to, you know, get started. Second, I would say, you know, get in the Elite Alpha Network, man, for sure. Like it'll, you know what I mean? And I just say that because it literally like just opened everything up for me, man. And it gave me a clear path and a clear vision of exactly what I want to do. And another thing I would recommend, it's not really in the courses or anything, but it's just kind of something that I've done that really, really helped me, you know, with the like networking and stuff, is every guest that I had on my show, you know, no matter how big or small, I would add them all on Facebook. Like I'd be like, hey, you know, like, can I add you on Facebook, whatever, like before we hit record or after we're done recording the interview? Because when it comes time to needing, you know, a specific guest, like the other day I need a guest, you know, for someone in the real estate industry. And I just posted the status and now I have 10 different people that I could reach out to that are, you know, a good fit for my show and stuff because of all the guests that I had on my show are on my Facebook. So a lot of them messaged me and, you know, sent me like all kinds of different people. So like, it's really, really good for networking. But I mean, if you can't get people on Facebook, you know, at least get them on like LinkedIn or just somewhere where you could easily, you know, keep in contact with all of your guests, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I mean, other than what Paul said, that's, you know, the only advice that I would give.
Love it. What you thinking, Alundis?
Amazing, TJ. I'm going to go a different turn on this. I would say, you know, first start working on decompressing, because it's a lot, you know, to be able to put the podcast together. And sometimes we get psyched out on that mindset of, oh, I got to do this. I got to do cover art, you know, and that's where I came out and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be different. I'm going to create my cover art that's going to give me a brand. And then later on, that's going to string on to other things. So decompressing for me, you know, unplugging to where it's like turning everything off. Hey, we're going to go outside. We're going to get grounded. We're going to take some deep breaths. So I'm able to, you know, be well long-term. So every day I can do a little bit versus, you know, trying to do everything all at once and getting burnt out. That feeling is going to be terrible. And then from there, it's going to be huge. Just keep educating yourself, like try to learn something new because you're eventually going to hit it, whether you're talking to a guest and they're talking about something and you want to ask those questions. But if you're not educating yourself, you know, and you're not growing as well, sometimes it's going to be hard to have those conversations, is they may be on a different level than you. And you're like, oh, I need to regroup. So I ran into that a couple of times where we were just talking. It was flowing. But it was, you know, their conversation of where they were taking it to where I was meeting them at, you know, wasn't up to my standard. So it was like, hey, I'm going to educate myself. So next time we can have a better conversation versus me, you know, not knowing as much as I should.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. It's awesome, brother. Mine's a tad bit funny. I, you know, in Stoicism, they talk about living according to nature. And so for me, that's understanding there's a process to everything. You know, I immediately think of sex, man. if you want a baby, if you want something to be delivered, there is a process. You know, you got you're wooing your girl. You're getting worked up. You're making a deposit. You're nurturing the deposit. You know, all of these different things. Everything in nature is a process. That can be with steps involved to it. That is a mind map and a system. So I think the biggest thing that people lack in their podcast is a strategy and a system. It's like, yeah, I mean, we want the baby, man. We want the baby, right? But there is a step process to that delivery. And sometimes people just like the fun part, and that's the smashing it, man. And, you know, and just like the fun part. But after the fun part of like talking, you know, there's another process of, you know, audio engineering, show notes, descriptions and audiograms and social media strategy. And sometimes that's not the fun stuff. Just like, you know, nurturing the child in the womb. Not too fun as the night that we created it, but still, you know, process. So everything, process, strategy. So last words, Paul, what you thinking?
I love it, man. Just that's something that I've been really focused on, because I've realized that all the really successful people that I follow, that I look up to, they preach doing less and doing more at the same time. So like I was listening to Alex Ramosi's podcast recently. He was saying that the really successful people, they do less things, but they do those things more often. So they identify the things that you actually need to be doing, which is usually only like two or three things, and then knocking that out of the park and doing it a lot. So if you're like, okay, I need to be pitching more guests, I should probably 10x the amount of guests that I'm reaching out to until I accomplish that goal. And then I'll highlight the next thing, do that like crazy. Like even in my workouts, I've been trying to do this. Like I'll do more sets, I'll do more volume, like less exercises overall, but twice as many reps as normal. Like this has just been what I've noticed about all these really successful people. It's like they're doing less, but they do more of what they're doing. So that's where my head is at. And that's where I recommend a lot of us like start to think, because it's a way more productive.
That's awesome. Thank you everybody for joining us in the number one podcast about podcasting. And I encourage you to go hang with us over in the Alpha Podcasters Network. You can find that at alphapodcasters.com. So I hope to see you inside of the group. Thanks, brothers. I appreciate every one of you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all for having us on again.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain.
Are you an alpha entrepreneur who wants to establish a dominant brand by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less? If that is you, I encourage you to go to podcastpowertrain.com and fill out an application.
And go to alphapodcasters.com to join the number one social media platform for podcast hosts just like you.
Thank you once again for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you like this, subscribe to it. In the Apple app, you can hit the check button that's on the top of the app. If you're on any other app, hit subscribe.
If you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and write a review to let us know what you thought. Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain. We will see you on the next episode.